Welcome to Functional Health Radio on this station and also streaming on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness trainer and I own a gym called The Shed here in Sandpoint. And I'm joined by Jill Kahn. Jill is my partner in crime on this show and she is a marriage and family therapist and practices in Sandpoint. And each month we come together and we talk about mental health issues, fitness topics. This show today, we'll be talking about what it means to set boundaries. I think it's kind of an abused term. It's a very popular term right
very
now.
Very popular. It can certainly be misused.
Yeah, but it's also very important. And we've kind of been talking the last few months that we have a wedding.
Yes. Yes.
So it's been a very interesting time with joining families, dealing, you know, have new son-in-laws and their families and the history there. And then, of course, I have girls and emotions and feelings. And so, and then, of course, the weddings are going to be at our home. And so we're working super hard and doing our best to express the need for help.
Good.
And what's going to be okay and what's not. So I'm glad we're talking about boundaries today. And then also, I thought it's a good time since we're doing a wedding kind of theme, but whenever we get together and we're approaching again the holidays, you have family members and sometimes the only time you see each other is during the holidays or these events because the relationship is toxic.
Yes.
And I know there is a right way to deal with those situations and a wrong way. So
yes.
Jill's going to help us with that. And then if there's time, we're going to talk about in September, I find a lot of people kind of doing a reset with their health. And so if you're choosing to maybe lose some weight or eat healthier, your family's not always on board. And
yeah,
there are things that they can do to kind of sabotage that weight loss. So we'll talk about some five great tips if you're starting that journey. So how's it going, Jill?
Wow, it's been intense. I had my celebration. Right?
Yes.
So I had a couple of gatherings and a party at my home, which turned out to be really, really wonderful.
Nice.
I was so happy we got to do it outside and do a boat cruise. And then we took our boat out last night.
Oh, that's sad.
I know.
But the lakes, is it lowering now?
It starts today.
Yep.
And since we're going out of town, we thought we better get that done. So there's that, and we've got a wedding to go to this weekend, which I'm excited for. But my big thing is we leave in 2 weeks from Tuesday for our big trip.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Cool. Fiji and New Zealand.
Wow.
So we're excited. So I won't be here next month.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out.
Yeah. So we're very excited.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anything else for you besides a wedding?
No. I will say that we've been landscaping a lot, and we kind of got caught because we thought we had a wedding in a year and not right now. And so we had dug this area out with a friend's backhoe, and now we had to put pavers in, a retaining wall, and landscape it.
Phew.
And we don't have a tractor. We have a wheelbarrow. So it was a great workout and bonding with Jeff, but it's been really difficult. But it was shocking when we did reach out and try to get bids for the work, the prices.
Yeah.
And clearly people are paying these prices that have much more money than we do.
Yes.
But it was another reminder that it's changing here.
Oh, yes, it is. It is. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And I know for me, I've been kind of trying to gear down a little bit. So I'm giving up my office space that I'm in now.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been looking at other office spaces and just how expensive some of them are.
It's kind of ridiculous. I know our rent went way, way up a few months ago, and it was like, are you kidding me?
I know. Yeah.
Because I refuse to increase my rates.
Yes.
Because I'm dealing with our normal population.
Yes.
And it has to be affordable. So it's an interesting time, and I'm glad that I have a lot of online clients too, because that's a way I can still get income and not be paying so much and facilities.
And I think for a lot of us service providers, that's exactly what's mm-hmm. going on, is that I do at least half of my sessions online.
Yeah.
And so the need to have a full-time office is less. So
right.
office sharing makes a lot more sense
mm-hmm.
So that we're not spending exorbitant amounts on rent. So
yeah.
It's an interesting time we're in right now.
All right. Well, let's go to commercial. And when we come back, we'll start our topic on what it really means to set boundaries and what aren't boundaries. than just control. Okay, this is Functional Health Radio.
Sun Rental Center has been consistently reliable since 1979. Whether you're a large contractor or a homeowner with an important project, Sun Rental Center is your number one call for equipment rental and services. They go the extra mile, offering hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, and longer rental options with industry standard products from John Deere, Doosan, Genie, JLG, MultiQuip, Ditch Witch, Makita, Honda, Steel, and more. Sun Rental Center is open in Sandpoint Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Summer is in full swing, and it's time to see what's new at Boonberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Boonberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Get ready to wake up.
Let's go!
To Sunday Morning Football, because the NFL is back across the pond with two huge matchups.
How do you like that?
We're talking Jags-Bills.
You gotta love this team.
And Ravens-Titans.
This place is on fire!
So set your alarm.
Caught for the touchdown!
Then rise, shine, and watch the NFL London Games, October 8th and 15th, only on NFL Network.
Hey, did you know Vistaprint prints everything a small business needs? Like if a barbershop needs signage, we print outdoor signs, posters, and banners. Or if a ballet school needs merch, we print tote bags, t-shirts, hoodies, hats. Or if a coffee shop needs a total refresh, Vistaprint designs logos and prints it on menus, mugs, paper bags, anything. Because with Vistaprint, the print abilities are endless. Print it all with 25% off for new customers with code NEW25 at Vistaprint.com.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's BABBEL.com.
When veterans return to civilian life, they deserve your recognition and support. You can help put vets to work by donating your car, truck, or van to Patriotic Hearts. Your donation will directly support programs to help vets find jobs or even start their own business. Donate today for fast, free pickup of your vehicle, running or not. Call 800-209-3485. 800-209-3485. 800-209-3485.
Sponsored by Patriotic Hearts.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness trainer, and I own a gym called The Shed on Michigan Street in Sandpoint. And I'm here with Jill Kahn. Jill is a marriage and family therapist practicing in Sandpoint. And today we're going to be talking about what it means to really set boundaries.
Yes. Well, it's an interesting topic.
Yeah.
And it's one that's kind of shown up in my practice quite a bit lately.
Really?
And so there's so many nuances to this, right? So let's start out with the definition. Boundaries are personal guidelines people set to help them maintain healthy habits and relationships or to protect themselves according to their comfort levels and values. So it is a big hot topic.
Yeah.
But while it's healthy for people to talk about setting boundaries, many people use the term incorrectly.
Mm-hmm.
When it's misused, a boundary can become a means of controlling someone else's behavior or making demands. And I do see this.
Yeah, I've experienced it actually. And it's, I don't know if it's deliberate or they don't really understand the right way to set boundaries and use your words.
Yes.
Because it's often when I've seen it the wrong way, it's kind of just something to just shut you down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So there are all sorts of ways to set healthy boundaries, right? So you can set healthy boundaries with yourself. I'm not going to eat any sugar.
Right.
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 Or going to sleep at a time that you know is going to be in your best interest, or avoiding situations that make you feel uncomfortable.
Right.
So they're those personal boundaries. And then there are professional boundaries. So that might include saying no to extra tasks when your workload's too heavy or never working through lunch. Mm-hmm. This is something that I see a lot in my practice is that many of the corporate corporations are asking too much of their people,
yeah.
too many hours, and that there isn't an appropriate work-life balance.
Right, the availability. I know my oldest daughter, that's the way it is for her.
Yeah.
I think because she's paid so much that she should be available all the time.
Yes.
And it's not worth it, in my mind. But yeah, helping her with boundaries is probably critical because that's how you just get exhausted.
You do. And so many, I think, of the people in their 20s and 30s who are on that fast track are just allowing themselves to be overworked.
Yeah.
So I really try to work with people on setting some boundaries. This is not in your best interest to continue to do this. So being able to say how much is too much,
yeah.
and it's okay for me to say, no, this is what I need to do to take care of myself. You can also set boundaries in personal relationships that will reflect how you want to be treated. So I find this is an interesting one
okay.
because it's one thing in personal relationship with friends. There's another piece that has to do with relationships, especially if you have children.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I have a couple I'm working with, and his boundary was, I get to go on retreats. For my personal growth. That's
okay.
my boundary is I get to do that. But there were times when she really needed him because she was pregnant and or had kids, multiple kids in diapers, where she said, I really need you.
Right.
And he said, no,
this is the one.
So that is
yeah.
not okay.
Right.
Right. That is a misuse of boundaries. And what I really work with couples is that you're a team here.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's something that is interfering with the couple bubble
mm-hmm.
or your interdependency, then it's problematic.
Yeah.
And that requires negotiation. Or, for example, if you're in a relationship where you don't have children, you might say, I need a half an hour personal time when I get off of work to decompress.
Mm-hmm.
If you have children, it's another issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, I was listening to a podcast of this woman who is an ultra runner, running 100 miles. And the training involved, and they have two small children. And the husband is also an athlete. And it was really interesting to see how they were able to do it successfully with, okay, I'm going to use this time. And they have a schedule. Like,
yes.
This is my training time. And then she's got to be back with the kids so he has his opportunities to do what he needs to do. But and they figured it out. But I know when I was doing races, I wasn't great with that. I was pretty selfish.
Yeah. Well, and that is something that I think in our culture right now, there's a fairly selfish mm-hmm. Perception of our right to
yes,
work out.
This is my time.
Right.
Must, yeah.
And there has to be negotiation and consideration for the people you live with.
Right.
That's one thing if you're single
yeah.
or don't have children,
right.
but when there are other people,
yeah.
those boundaries are really not really, that's not really a boundary. That's an inappropriate use of,
exactly.
of the term. So another situation is if you're in a social situation where a conversation might make you feel uncomfortable or someone is talking to you in a way that feels mm-hmm. dismissive or demeaning, it's appropriate to set a boundary. So let's just say at a gathering, there's someone who's quizzing you about your dating life.
Mm-hmm.
If that feels really uncomfortable, then it's okay for you to say, I'm not okay talking about that, or I don't really want to go into that right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's an appropriate setting of a boundary.
Okay.
Now, if you're in a romantic relationship, an appropriate boundary may be something like asking your partner not to say mean things during an argument, right? Not to swear at you, not to say mean things. Or according to our Gottman principles, yes, not to criticize,
exactly,
right? Generically not to criticize. So those are certain, like, I try to set those boundaries with my couples. They're ground rules.
Some rules, right?
They're ground rules.
Yeah.
So those are healthy boundaries. Now, when we move into controlling behavior that's masked as a boundary, that's a whole nother thing. Yeah. So while boundaries can be useful for self-protection, currently there's this pushing into area that is about doing what I want you to do. Mm. So again, nuance to these things. Certain words can become tools for manipulation and even abuse.
Wow.
So a boundary can become abusive when you're infringing on someone's autonomy and personal life and identity. So say, for example, someone says, my boundary is for you not to spend time with your friends.
Yeah.
Something that's very common.
That's an order.
That is common
really?
In abusive relationships.
Oh, wow.
So one of the things that happens in controlling relationships mm-hmm. is that they isolate.
Mm-hmm.
So that is not an appropriate boundary.
And how do you respond to something like that? Like, what would you coach someone to say?
Well, I would say that's infringing on personal choices, mm-hmm. right? You have you can set a boundary which says, I get hurt when you prioritize your friends over me.
That's great.
Often.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, but that's not really a boundary. That's saying, this is how I feel.
Right.
And in a relationship, I think boundaries need to be reserved for big things, mm-hmm. like being called a name,
yeah.
as opposed to saying, this is a preference of mine,
mm-hmm.
and I wish that you would do this,
yeah.
as opposed to saying, if you don't do this, I'm leaving you.
Yeah.
Now, it's a whole nother thing when you're in a situation where something is actively hurting you, physical abuse, alcohol, cheating,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's a different kind of thing. But it can be misused, I think, in controlling behavior,
mm-hmm.
right? Or, for example, my boundary is that I have control over all the financial assets.
Yeah, no.
No.
And is it always, when it's being misused, it's probably pretty clear that or else is to follow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, here's another one, using a boundary to justify selfish behavior.
Mm.
Yeah. And that's again where I'm going to do what I want to do and regardless of you, the personal retreat or, you know, workout time or, that's misusing it.
Yeah.
You can also, use boundaries to be bossy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So people might really be talking about personal preferences, but they use the word boundary to justify acting in their own interest. So we have this sense that we're not supposed to cross someone's boundaries. But if somebody is saying, well, my boundary is that I only want to do this, and this is what we need to do, that's not boundary setting.
No.
That's being bossy or in charge.
Yeah.
Yeah. So healthy boundaries can be ways to protect yourself from being uncomfortable, put upon, misunderstood, or over-controlled. But some people mistake setting boundaries for making demands.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important in romantic relationships to have boundaries be a collaborative conversation.
Yeah.
How are we going to navigate this? What works for you? What works for me? Rather than delivering an ultimatum.
Yeah, and so when you're having these discussions, using the I feel you. What else is there? That's real important though, right? Not telling.
Right.
When you do this.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and I think so often in relationships, there's this battle over whose way is the right way.
Yeah.
And some person, one of the people acquiesces, mm-hmm. which ends up being a lose-lose because over time, the other person is really, really resentful. So trying to find ways to make genuine compromise is very, very important rather than laying down an ultimatum.
Right.
So, again, issues like cheating, alcohol, abuse are problematic. But if you're asking someone to change who they fundamentally are, like being messy or chronically late, that's not fair.
No.
No. So again, back to negotiation and compromise. It's, you know, I feel really frustrated when we are chronically late. How do we want to manage this? Yeah.
Yes.
So I feel statements along with how do we want to work on this.
That's great.
So it's important to remember that setting boundaries is about how you want to be treated or live your life and how you react when someone crosses the line. So say, for example, you're in a romantic relationship with someone who likes to flirt a lot, especially if it's with a particular person. It's appropriate to say, I worry about the relationship you have with this person. It makes me feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So again, that's expressing your feelings about it. And if you can't come to an understanding about the issue, you may decide the relationship doesn't work for you. That's a healthy relationship. So if you see someone doing this, it may be, I don't want to have a closer relationship or more permanent relationship if I can't trust you to respect my feelings. Now, in a marriage, it's a different thing, right? Sure. There are much clearer boundaries about crossing lines with people of the opposite gender. So, but in the flirtation thing, you're not asking the other person to change their behavior, but you are changing your behavior in response to their choices. So rather than judging the other person, you're simply stating, this is what I need.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to move this on to wedding boundaries. This is Functional Health Radio.
Hey, Bulldog fans. This is Toby McLaughlin.
And Lisa Moline.
SHS grads and partners at Sandpoint Law. We are a full-service law firm providing legal services in the areas of civil litigation, real estate, probate, wills and trusts, business formation, contracts, employment, and personal injury.
At Sandpoint Law, we carefully listen to our clients and then look for cost-effective, practical solutions that meet their long-term objectives.
We are your hometown law firm, and we are proud to sponsor Bulldog Football Radio.
Go Bulldogs.
Boundaries is getting
misused. Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait. Hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Kylie and I are excited to show you the rugged good looks and adventurous spirit of this all-new Subaru Outback.
It has a roomy interior and almost 9 inches of ground clearance that make on- or off-road driving fun.
Plus, Subaru's legendary safety features like symmetrical all-wheel drive and EyeSight driver assist technology.
Visit parkersubaru.com or drop by the dealership to learn about our great selection of vehicles built for adventure, comfort, and safety.
See the Subaru Outback and receive your no-problem customer service at Parker Subaru in beautiful Coeur d'Alene.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one nerve care company. Nervive tablets contain alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, plus B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com. And try Nervive Pain Relieving Cream to block nerve pain signals at the source. Use as directed.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
Welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barton. I'm a fitness trainer and a gym owner, and my gym's called The Shed in Sandpoint. And I'm here with licensed marriage and family therapist Jill Kahn, who practices in Sandpoint. And we're talking about boundaries. Now, we're kind of moving it over to the wedding since we have a wedding coming up. Actually, two.
And we had two last summer.
Yeah.
So this is
your experience.
This is familiar territory.
This is so new to me. And we're hosting at our home. And so there's been a lot of work that we've been putting into this. We haven't really had a lot of time to meet everyone in the family.
Yes.
And it's just a whole lot going on. And we have a baby coming.
Yes.
Going to be a grandma. So a lot of issues, a lot of communication that needs to be had in the right way.
Yes.
So I'm using you.
Please.
For the
please.
Hour today to kind of go through something.
Please.
How should we handle this? Because I really want it to be an amazing day.
Yes.
And I want there to be just a lot of joy and love and not stress.
Yes.
So
yes.
I think it's good to kind of go through this. So let's, can we talk about boundaries and weddings?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it is really important to clarify early and with specificity what boundaries you have. Mm-hmm. So they actually strengthen relationships. And having clarity allows things to go so much more smoothly throughout the mm-hmm. process. And I think sometimes we feel like we're selfish if we set boundaries,
yeah.
right? But boundaries are allowing you to have the kind of event
right.
that will be comfortable for you. So this one says, sit down with your partner and jot down your non-negotiables. But it's not just with your partner.
No.
It's also with you're the host,
right?
So we have to, I think, look at all of the people who are pivotal in this process and make sure that there's clarity about what the needs are. Now, obviously, it's the kids first, having the wedding.
Yeah.
But what I found is that I don't know that it was so much of an issue between the couples – like my kids and their partners, as it is, they needed to set boundaries with other people.
Mm-hmm.
As a couple, they had agreement about certain things, and other people needed to be told what their boundaries were.
Because everyone has an opinion.
Yes.
And they want, yeah, well, I can see this because I have three daughters, so they're all very tight, close, and have strong opinions.
Yes. Well, for example, my daughter and son-in-law had a very clear boundary. We are not having anyone in the family take on any responsibilities for this wedding because it causes stress, and we want you to just be present and show up.
Nice.
Which I thought was wonderful.
Yeah.
I really did.
Yeah.
So it made for a very easy and fun day.
Right.
But that was their boundary.
Sure.
Yeah. So be really clear about what the expectations are. This is the process that you go through. First of all, you state the observation, right? I'm worried about people's drinking behaviors. Mm-hmm. Number two, express your feelings. I'm really uncomfortable when people overdrink.
Right.
Three, state your needs. I need for people to drink responsibly.
Mm-hmm.
Four, make your request.
Yeah.
Now, that might be that someone monitors someone who has a drinking problem.
So you have a plan.
You do have a plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you want somebody to help you
mm-hmm.
to get those needs met. And what I've seen with some people is they just chose not to have any alcohol.
Right. Or don't over.
Overserve or overbuy.
That's what we're choosing to do, or the kids are.
Yeah.
They're not, because a large part of the wedding family party, they don't drink.
Yes.
And so that kind of took the edge off as far as we don't need to get kegs of alcohol. We don't need to have hard alcohol. You know, we can just have something for the toast and other drinks and really focus on maybe the food.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So one option is to not have alcohol at all. Another is to limit how much is available. I think for I know my daughter and son-in-law, they didn't do any hard alcohol. They just did beer and wine. So there are various ways of working around it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if there's a problem in the family around alcohol, have that conversation early, know what your needs are, and tell your family members, this is what our wish is for our wedding.
And this is I want to go through this because we are in such a text world. I think it's really important that we have conversation.
Yes.
If possible, face to face or on the phone, you know, however
FaceTime.
We can do it, FaceTime, and not through text, because I think there's a lot of misunderstanding or avoidance that can be handled in text.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think you just have.
I know it's easier.
Yes.
But.
So let people know what your request is, mm-hmm. how you'd like your event to be, and ask them to adhere to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one of the other issues is if you're dealing with divorced parents who don't get along. Yeah.
Right.
That's another frequent issue. So again, having an honest conversation about expectations with both of the parents mm-hmm. ahead of time. So I think it's good to give them a chance to express their feelings, and the couple can empathize and validate their feelings, but then explain that your expectations are for a certain kind of behavior at the wedding events.
Right.
You might communicate to them, I'm going to do my best to make everything comfortable for you, but beyond that, this is our special day. And I'm asking you to not make it about parent problems.
Right. Yeah, it's frustrating to see those things happen at special events. Because really, I mean, I've been divorced. And it's hard during that whole process of divorce. But in my experience, you have to kind of let it go.
Absolutely.
And you have these wonderful kids and this amazing time. You're not married anymore. There shouldn't be a beef.
Well,
and the past is the past.
And it's not about you.
Yeah.
It's about the kids. And
right.
And what I say over and over again, it's your job to make this comfortable for your children. This is their special day. You've got to let go of your issues and really support them and their joy.
Yeah. And if you're uncomfortable, I would say, you know, if you're uncomfortable being around your ex, you know, have your support person.
Yes. So, you know, avoid sitting them together at all costs, right? So wedding planners recommend that the divorced parents sit as far from each other as possible. Mm-hmm. So at my daughter's wedding, the mother's table was at one side and the father's was in the opposite corner, right? And that worked. And when it comes time for pictures, you might place the couple in the middle between the parents or take two separate group photos, mom with stepdad and dad with stepmom. I mean, there are ways of being sensitive to not making them be in proximity unnecessarily.
Yeah. Gosh. So much fun. Oh, boy. It's going to be interesting. Jesse's dad is flying in from Tasmania.
Wow.
To be here for her day. And then Kyle's parents are divorced also. And I'm really hoping to reach out to everyone as the host and just try to, because it's a nervous day for parents too.
Yes.
And just kind of make sure everyone has their needs met and is feeling good about the day. So
yes.
If you can do that, I think kind of offer a
welcome.
Yes. Yeah, I think it would be helpful.
Well, and there was some discomfort between me and my son-in-law's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Just some, you know, very different lifestyle, politics, all that sort of thing. And I made a very concerted effort to go to him and kind of apologize for any misunderstanding and saying, I really love your son. I'm so grateful to have him in our lives.
I think that's great.
Well, and just to say, you know, I'm really happy that they're getting married. We love him and we want this to be a great day for them. So that was my way of trying to ameliorate the situation.
How did that go over?
It went well.
Good.
Yeah. I think everybody was playing nice.
Yeah.
And it was good. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to handle the toxic relationships. at special events. And, you know, the holidays are coming up.
They certainly are.
You're listening to Functional Health Radio.
Hi, it's Nova from Ivano's. Whether you're expecting company or just want to relax at home, Ivano's has dinner covered with lasagnas and pastas to go. Lasagna bolognese, vegetarian, and gluten-free options as well. Pick up hot and ready to eat or take and bake at home. Order 24 hours in advance to assure items are available. 208-263-0211 or check out our menu on our website, ivanoscatering.com. We are located in the Pondre Event Center behind Sandpoint Furniture. Ivano's Catering, same beloved recipes, a Sandpoint tradition for 37 years.
Space Point presents their Fall Equinox SciFest at Sandpoint's Panada Theater on Saturday, September 30th, with a presentation of the mystery and science of black holes in our universe by University of Idaho physics professor Dr. Zachariah Atien, followed by a screening of the motion picture Interstellar. The evening includes Space Point's next Kennedy Space Camp Ticket Challenge and Sci-Fi Costume Contest. For tickets and info, go to Panada.org. Don't miss Space Point's Fall Equinox SciFest, September 30th. Panada.org.
Hey, did you know Vistaprint prints everything a small business needs? Like if a barbershop needs signage, we print outdoor signs, posters, and banners. Or if a ballet school needs merch, we print tote bags, t-shirts, hoodies, hats. Or if a coffee shop needs a total refresh, Vistaprint designs logos and prints it on menus, mugs, paper bags, anything. Because with Vistaprint, the print abilities are endless. Print it all with 25% off for new customers with code NEW25 at Vistaprint.com.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
Welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden. I am a trainer, and I own a gym called The Shed here in Sandpoint. And I'm here with licensed marriage and family therapist Jill Kahn, who practices in Sandpoint. And we're talking about boundaries and weddings, because that's what I'm obsessed with right now, since we have one in 2.5 weeks. And I want it to go perfectly.
Yes.
You know, and I don't expect that there will be any issues, but I would like – I have you for an hour, and I'm going to use you. This is your expertise.
So – if your interactions with a person typically leave you feeling worse rather than better, mm-hmm. you might be dealing with a toxic relationship.
Yeah.
You might notice that you have strong negative emotional reactions to their behavior or conversations with them, and that you walk away afterwards feeling dismissed or belittled or mm-hmm. judged, criticized, and you might feel like you're always walking on eggshells.
Yeah.
Those are good indications that you're in a toxic relationship.
Yeah.
So paying attention to that.
Mm-hmm. And those are relationships you don't need in your life. But there are times where you're probably going to be forced to be around that person.
Well, so this is one of the ways that I think about it. You always want to give the person the opportunity to know what you're feeling so that maybe they can rise to the occasion and be better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's kind of about setting boundaries.
Right.
Yeah. And I know that I was able to do with this with my mother. Mm-hmm. If she said something that hurt me or felt critical, I would gently let her know, Mom, that really hurt my feelings. And I would rather that those kinds of comments weren't made. And she would initially be defensive, but she would come back later and say, I'm really sorry I hurt you. I'll work on that.
And I remember you coaching me with using the word ouch.
Yes. Ouch is a really good one.
Kind of, and I've used it. And
yes.
It does just stop the person right there and does force them to kind of think about
yes.
what they're saying.
Because one of the problems in our culture is that there is a high tolerance for snarky and mean behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see it on commercial television. It's like sometimes the way people treat each other is just so out of my realm of comfort.
Yeah.
But so some people don't realize that they're being snarky or mean. But when you give them feedback, they're willing to look at their behavior, take responsibility, and make a change.
Exactly. And so when you're dealing, I mean, I'm thinking, okay, if you're the person is the one who's kind of picking on you or making you feel poorly, how do you have that discussion and feel safe? Like where would you suggest you have a conversation like that?
Well, it's difficult in public places, right? Ideally, you're having it in a home environment or some place. Ideally,
yeah.
But just saying, "Ouch," or you know, that really hurt my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll probably say, "Well, I didn't mean to," you know.
Right.
And you'd say, "Well, I understand that. I just am giving you feedback that when I hear things like that, it hurts me, and it makes me, it's hard for me to feel close to you or safe."
Right.
When those kinds of things are said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the other comment that sometimes comes back is, well, you know, I was only making a joke.
Yeah.
That was just a joke.
That's one of my favorites.
Or, oh, you're just too thin skinned. You know, gross.
You're too sensitive.
Yes. You're too sensitive. All of those are problematic.
Mm-hmm.
And if the person you've set limits with or boundaries with is saying those kinds of deflecting, defensive things, and they're unwilling to change, then it's a sign that you may have to do something different with that relationship. Because, you know, there are ups and downs in all relationships.
Sure.
But if the person is unwilling to or incapable of changing the behavior when you've tried to express how you feel, you might just have to let that relationship go.
Yeah.
So step one is to acknowledge the behavior with the person directly. Reflect on your feelings and your experiences specific to their behavior or comments. And again, some people are clueless about the fact that it's hurtful. If they're willing to apologize and change, great. If not, then you have to move to the next step.
Yeah. What if you're going, do you have a conversation with that person saying, this friendship is not healthy for me, and I am cutting my ties with you? Or do you just disappear? Or that would be what I would want to do. Is there a right way to do this?
Well, I think it depends, right? So I have one friend, and I've set some boundaries with her, and I got those responses back that were defensive, and you know, you have to toughen up, and I was able to say to her, you know, I really need to limit my time with you because I have not felt safe.
Mm-hmm.
And so I create very only safe spaces, and I wouldn't go and stay at her house. I wouldn't have her stay in my house. We maybe go out to lunch together where I have the freedom or flexibility to get up and leave. And I say, you know, I'm not feeling comfortable right now. I need to go.
Yeah.
So that's one way of doing it,
mm-hmm.
is to just really create a safe way. So you have exits if you need to, but there are times when I think you just say, this relationship doesn't feel safe for me any longer.
Yeah. What do you do when it's a family member?
That's what I've done.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I've done.
Okay. Yeah.
Because unlike my mom, who I could tell her what was going on. And, sure. and she, although defensive initially, would come back and she would work on it. Yeah? yeah. With my siblings, that's not the case.
Yeah.
So we send each other Christmas cards.
Yeah. And you aren't in a situation where you're going to run into them or
no.
see them.
Yeah. No, we're far enough away. And you know, it's sad. Mm-hmm. It makes me sad. Mm-hmm. But what I noticed is that there was too much stress for me associated with spending time with them. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I was compromising my sense of personal safety.
Yeah. Well, how would you handle if you had a parent coming to us? You had a client whose parent was kind of a bully.
Yes.
Or demeaning to their adult child.
Yes.
You can't really avoid those interactions, like say a wedding or a funeral or a birthday party. How do you set boundaries with that?
Well, I think that the child has to set boundaries with their parents.
Okay.
And you coach the adult child on how do you say this is not okay with me.
So do you do that before the event?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Like a week, weeks?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I think well in advance is just to say, you know, here are my boundaries for the wedding. Mm-hmm. You can only say nice things.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No critical comments, no... And you're only allowed to say nice things because at this event, we want it to be one where everyone feels safe.
Right. And do you bring up past moments at other events where the person did kind of attack or be inappropriate?
Especially if they say, what do you mean?
Okay.
Right. Which is what they may say. What do you mean?
Right.
And then you say, well, here's what I remember.
Okay.
And this is how it made me feel.
So, again, we go back to the I.
Yes.
The feelings.
Yes. Yes. So, not you statements. You were a bully. You were mean. Mm-hmm. Although the you statements are going to elicit defensiveness. This is what I remember. This is how I felt. And I want this event to feel safe and comfortable. So, this is what I'm asking for.
And if the person is really afraid to have the conversation, would writing a letter be a way to express it, or is that not effective?
Well, it can be. And I think a letter is way better than an email or a text.
Okay.
And I'm saying a handwritten letter.
Yes.
Ideally, you have that conversation. But yes, you might do that via a letter and, you know, maybe an email. But certainly not a text.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So... addressing issues don't always work. And so if there's that defensiveness and minimizing, stronger boundaries, and it may be that you have to have distance.
Yeah.
So you don't necessarily have to respond to every call or text from them. You might decrease your time with them. You might restrict topics that you can have, mm-hmm. right? Or activities that feel safe. So spending time with them, with someone else who can be a buffer. I think looking at how, are there ways I can interact with this person that feels safe? And if not, don't engage at all.
Yeah. So again, we're like sitting on opposite sides. of the room.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great wedding. I'm really excited. And thanks for all your tips, because I don't expect anything to happen, but I really want it to be just an amazing day for these kids.
Well, I've had both experiences. I've had ones where things did get out of control and people's behavior was problematic. And I've had situations where everyone played nice and the latter is preferable.
For sure. Absolutely.
Yes.
All right, Jill. Well, okay. Have a great trip.
Oh, have a great wedding. I'll be thinking about you.
Alrighty. Well, you've been listening to Functional Health Radio.